Today is the second Monday of Advent, and our scripture verse comes from Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. When he entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." And he said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom will be driven out into utter darkness, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." And Jesus said to the centurion, "You may go, as you have believed, let it be done for you." And at that very hour, his servant was healed. Can you imagine having so much faith that you could know that if a person just said for something to be done, you knew it would be? That is the faith that the centurion showed. I like to think that I have that much faith in God, and sometimes I know I do, but I'm human, and in my humanity, I have doubts and fears. But the real thing, if I'm being honest, is what if what I have prayed for isn't his will? Am I prepared for that? That's a hard idea to wrap my head around. I pray, "Thy will be done," but do I mean it? I will work on really meaning this during this Advent season, and I challenge you to do the same. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, help us to really mean, "Thy will be done." Help us to always be at peace with the answers to our prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. You matter.